It was simply a fancy hotel restaurant with decidedly few people around as I catch a late supper. I'm only in town for a one-day conference, dining alone on a neighboring table, but I keep catching your eye as you eat and chatter with your boyfriend. The table angles are such that his back is to me, but I am facing you pretty much straight on. But whenever your glance catches mine, it turns into a gaze that seems to linger ever so slightly as you confidently welcome the inquisition of a stranger. When your boyfriend leaves to visit the restroom, you take the demurest sip of water and then stare directly into me with a mischievous warm smile as you run your hand through your hair, and I reciprocate, grinning with a twinkle in my eye. Raising your softly sculpted eyebrows ever so slightly, you sigh, crooking an elbow onto the table, resting your chin upon your palm, playful and flirty, and then you just waited. I play the game and stroke a slow thumbnail across my smiling mouth as I still meet those eyes, as if an imaginary itch had at least been acknowledged, if not yet scratched. You seem to understand the motion as your eyes close in answer to my question, and you take a deep breath, unveiling a willing, conspiratorial nature, moistening those lips with the very tip of your tongue, slowly, invitingly. And then my mind is made up for me. I stand and take a few steps to you, with a finger to my lips as you open your eyes and see me take those steps. And then I paused to see another arch of the eyebrows as you try to interpret what my intentions really are. As I kneel upon the floor, raising the fine white linen tablecloth, and then hide myself under the table so I am concealed, as I discover that your legs are crossed in a very ladylike fashion, and as I reach forward and spread them for you, your little skirt gapes open. I slide my hands under you as I grasp your flimsiest of panties, and you understand, shifting your hips willingly as I take them from you. But thank the heavens it's a large sprawling table, as boyfriend returns and sits back down with just enough room for me to avoid detection. Your mind races, your heart begins to pound, as shining eyes cannot believe what is about to possibly happen. And I know the danger here, so I begin softly and gently, swirling long wet kisses from your ankle, traveling upwards, ever conscious that too much sensation will betray me, and betray you, more importantly. So as I reach your knee, I pause, my fingertips gently exploring that soft, tender skin at the back of it, feeling you breathe and your leg quiver. You were a head turner, and you quite obviously knew it. Soft, shining skin, exuding a happiness to be sexual, to be a woman, dressed to kill and delighted to find yourself here with me. In the shadows, letting my eyes grow accustomed to the light. I sit back down, or at least settle and let you compose and deal with the sensation, wanting you to want me continue and yet not wanting to tip you into a public exposure, but the danger was almost tangible. This is indeed a secret place, shared between only ourselves. I can only imagine your eyes shining, bright red flushes appearing on your neck as boyfriend struggles to understand the change in your controlled reaction. But seeing you softly relaxing and apparently reacting to his tired conversation. But only you and I know why you are suddenly so soft in your voice and eager in your eyes, nipples tensing. My big manly hand slide slowly to your calf, locking your leg in position as I start to climb your thigh with my mouth, wet trails glistening as my tongue roves, searching and searching for something. I can feel you tremble as I inch closer to your hot, wet cunt, and I stop to let you deal with it, gently circling with the tip of my tongue as I wait for you to calm again before I press harder and climb higher, trying to find a balance between you slowly starting to dissolve and you publicly struggling to keep control. It's such a dangerous line for me to walk. Then I can hear your server come and clear away the first course plates, and you take that opportunity to reach down to me under the table and run your fingers through my hair, squeezing tightly, as your boyfriend flirts, all smiles and big blue eyes. But you pull me a little further to you as I shift my knees and spread you wider, your skirt straining at the seam. Boyfriend cracks a one-liner that makes the waitress smile, and I wonder if he is now believing himself to be a sex god with the transient touch of a deluded man as he takes a sip of wine, all happy with himself. But I am so close, so fucking close, so close that I can smell you, a heady mix of spice and musk, and you, all sharp edges and wondrous tones and layers, like a fine wine, just so close. So close, I breathe deeply and exhale hard enough for you to feel it washing over you, seeing your hips shift in the gloaming light and sensing your pussy clench just a little. I hear muffled outside in the real world as boyfriend excuses himself once more, muttering something about never eating goddamn lunch in that goddamn place ever again. But now I take my chance, reaching under you, with my big, gnarled hands, veins standing out, as I push your straining skirt back yet further, allowing me complete access to you. So tight, so hot, so very wet. I drink in your distinctive perfume as I bury my face into you, fingers squeezing and pressing you to me as my mouth smears itself, sucking and gently biting as my tongue slips deeply inside of you, tasting your wetness, drinking it in, licking and flicking wildly, up and down, my strength holding you prisoner as I hear soft moans above, hips shifting back and forth, juices pouring from you as the heat builds, that little tuft of hair soaked and raised gently by my teeth as I explore hard, the raw hunger connecting us now as I close my mouth around your mound and suck quickly, deeply, and so very desperately. A small squeal as you feel me pressure you, my tongue circling around your tight, swollen little clitoris. All angry, red and raw, waves of gentle pleasure radiating out as my teeth close in for the kill this time, gently locking you to me, letting that little nubbin of perky perfection rest in its little hood. But now a rock-hard tiny pebble at my complete fucking mercy. I begin to pray that boyfriend isn't on his way back, because I can hear you gulping for air as my crazy rhythm slows just a little as I settle again and spread you one final time, my teeth pressing and dangerous as you moan and moan, gasping and twitching. I suck slowly at first, increasing as the pure electricity builds, and you let loose an achingly soft scream that begs me to do it, Your clit, hard and swollen, is utterly at my mercy. And my tongue presses, flicking hard, back and forth, trying to spend my desires into a rhythm that turns your hips into jelly, bucking crazily as your breathing and desperate reaction feels the spasm in your pelvis approaching as the edge comes and goes, as you tense and clench desperately one final time, throwing your head back as wave after warm wave surges to every single corner, as you silently scream at every one, tensing and relaxing as they bounce and quake, as I stop flicking, but maintaining my pressure as I feel you buck and buck and buck again, gasping and clenching beneath my mouth. I slowly and gently release my pressure in measure to your response as you clench and come and clench, slowly following your rhythm, now undone, as I had from the start. But I wait for my moment and flick your hidden red clit sharply one more time, and you spasm and laugh, gulping air as your muscles slowly relax again, delicious endorphins coursing and coursing as your heart thumps and thumps. Boom, 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 boom. I kiss both inner thighs tenderly and smile. I wipe my face with those delicate panties there in the darkness and hear you utter those most beautiful of words in between desperate breaths. I want more. I need more. And you push your chair back a little, and then peer down at me, my soft brown eyes, and my playful smile, gazing back up at you, licking my wet lips. Your face draped by that beautifully soft long hair, eyes not believing what I just did to you. You hook a little wayward strand behind an ear and say softly, "You need to come with me right now," reaching a soft warm hand, stroking my cheek. "Beautiful stranger," you added softly. With an eye glancing across the room, looking for witnesses, but I shouldn't have worried. The place was empty, pretty much. We pair of conspirators went quickly to the lifts in the shiny main foyer, doors closing as we embraced, kissing greedily, your lithe frame pressing achingly and folding willingly into me, every curve needing to be touched, not just wishing to do so. Your wandering hand reaching down my chest and then lower and slower as you felt my cock growling, waking and thickening harder and harder. "Holy fuck," you whispered, as you realized just what was awakening, long, thicker than your wrist and eager to be quenched, veins raised and slightly blue. "What about your boyfriend?" I asked gently, as my teeth grazed and scored your shoulder and your neck, lazy wet kisses up and down as you tilt your head a little and reply, "So long as he's not hiding in your wardrobe, I don't give a fuck right now." The lift lurched to a halt, and the doors slam wide as we hugged and kissed, my tongue and hands pressing and exploring as I could feel you give yourself utterly to this stranger, gripping me through my pants, circling and squeezing, desperate to feel it hot and raw in your hand without the inconvenience of clothing. Unlocking the door to the room, I hear the click. Then I drag you inside by the hand, locking it behind me as we practically tear our clothes away until we are standing before each other, just naked. Your slim arms hanging there by your side, breasts gently heaving, large, dark smears of flesh surrounding big, tight, and stiffened nipples, smooth thighs leading to delicate little feet, all of them shining and hungry. Your eyes drift as you follow the trail of hair that starts at my chest and thickens and darkens into a nest surrounding my cock. Almost girlish delight as you see it swaying, stiff and thick and cut. Juice is already beginning to ooze from the earlier adventures. You can't resist. Already your mind is begging to know how it would feel in your hand, in your mouth, inside of you. And you kneel before me, reaching up to me, delicately curling around the shaft from the base, as you feel the heat and my muscles twitching from your gentlest caresses. You catch a glimpse of my musky scent as you gently move the flesh of me up and down, slowly, stretching me utterly tight and proud at the bottom of your movement, slack flesh gathering to my tip at the top of your movement, as you lick your lips and purse them delicately, greedily sucking me into your wet mouth, engulfing me, tongue sliding down the vein as you playfully cup my balls and squeeze ever so slightly, still taking me in, feeling me press to the back of your throat as you moan, closing your eyes, your soft voice rasping against me as I playfully clench a handful of times. You feel me twitch, your pussy reacting, soaking again, tight and lonely, wishing that these twitches were delivering something slick and thick, a soup of our creation, drawn from deep within. And I reach down, running powerful fingers through your hair as you settle into a lazy, bobbing rhythm, back and forth, eager to submit it to the explosive release that I had given you under that dining room table. Sucking and rubbing, running your tongue around me, your little hand wrapped at my base with your thumb pressing as you twist and squeeze me tighter, back and forth, but slowing a little, you press me harder and deeper, your gag reflex, as I feel you getting comfortable with me surging back and forth, my hips now joining in the dance, a fire raising up from inside me as you moan deeply, taking me as I edge deeper, back and forth, as you close your eyes and hold your stance, just letting me fuck you, thrusting into your throat as you feel me beginning to tighten. You take my balls in one hand and grasp them tightly, owning me as I surge back and forth and back and forth, my deep growling voice sensing where I'm going. You happily smirking as your mouth grips tighter and urges me on further and further, and I start to feel that familiar pressure that we all know, the twitching that becomes a pulsing, and as my muscles start to lock together, tensing tightly, my balls draining in preparation as my hand grips the back of your head tighter and tighter now, you slowing as you know I'm almost there, your tongue shifting slightly so the soft, angry tip of me is rubbed in the most sensitive of places as I grunt and hold my breath and then fall over the edge, slamming one final time deep inside your throat as you open your mouth to its widest, deep hunger about to be drowned as I spurt, my cock clenching as you squeal with delight, taking my thick warm seed splashing into you over and over and over. Then you release me, curling a hand around the pulsing shaft of my angry cock, and holding me just so, with your eyes closed and your head back, as I spill onto your face, your mouth, your cheek, thick rivulets slowly dripping from your chin and onto your thigh. But I keep spurting, getting gentler and gentler with every spasm. I'd never been fucking blown like this before. Never been deep-throated, and the intensity of the white fire coursing through me as you happily leave me dribbling over you, content to lick your lips and taste me, your soft grip still encircling me as the pulses became softer, my cries into the night growing softer, as my lungs gulp for air, and you milk me, squeezing every drop from me, happy and just content to return the favor, your little slit tight and hot, knowing just how it feels to be led and then pushed over that cliff. And then I led you to the bed as I collapsed, breathing deeply over and over, my blood singing through my veins as you kiss me greedily, murmuring aching words. This is what you taste like, smearing your mouth against mine as we devoured each other, two souls connected by desire and such aching thoughts and opportunity. And then sliding three fingers deep inside your soppingly soaked pussy, you paint my face with your juices, a sharp, pungent scent enveloping my senses as you whisper again, and that is what you do to me. As I lay there, smiling and sighing, you settle into my body, getting comfortable, gently stroking a soft hand across my chest, fingers playing through my hair, circling smoothly around my stiff little nipples, sometimes running a fingertip down my belly, pausing below my belly button before raising your nails against my skin as you return to my chest, soft and gentle kisses against my shoulder, snuffling through my armpit, my cologne still just faintly detectable, as it's replaced with my own scent, which you drink in, sighing deeply, reveling in your ability to make me unravel, recent events flashing through your mind, making you content and protected, trusting and utterly abandoned. You slip a hand down between your thighs, which squeeze tightly, feeling the heat and the juices dripping from you. I wonder what your boyfriend is doing right now whilst you lay here with a naked stranger who has given you things you never thought possible at the beginning of the day. He's probably trying to chat up that brunette behind the bar, thinking he's all powerful. I feel you stretching and sighing as you snuggle in and with half a hug show me just how content you are. But such vulnerability is both disarming and charming, and I realize that you think the night is over, ended with you making me shudder and release. Oh my, how wrong can you be? The soft and gentle touch of an older man. I have my fair share of grey and salt and pepper. I'm certainly no young buck who fucks with his hormones and then happily snores, just content with his conquest. But my cock begins to realize too that you don't yet know what's going to happen, and silently growls one more time, slowly filling out, my balls lazily hanging as they begin to make a fresh recipe. "Hey there," I whispered. "Want to play a game?" You prop yourself up on an elbow eyes curious, hair now tousled and smeared across your face, your breast hanging and curvaceous, that gorgeous smooth flesh just aching to be gently bitten. Are we not done? You inquire softly. We are most certainly not done yet. No. I wonder if your pussy is tightening in delight, wondering if this time you might get to feel me inside you. I hope so much that that is the case, as this time you will most definitely get to experience it. I twist and smile, eyes twinkling just a little, as I scoop my hands beneath you, laying you gently on your back, arranging your knees up, as I position myself between them, letting your legs and ankles hook around my hips, pressing me against you, cock resting upon you, still dribbling a little onto the skin above your wonderfully swollen little mound, all pink now, as I shift and reach for your hands, mischievously forcing them above your head. These, they stay here until you can't resist any longer, I whisper. My weight shifts again, my cock sliding up your belly, your thighs and ankles imploring me to invade you as they clench, toes pointing, your hips swinging upwards, your pussy dragging and rubbing against me as you show me how desperately you need to feel me, an animal moan of pure desire escaping as you tilt your head to the side, eyes lazily closing as you give me full permission, and I can sense you wanting to merely anticipate the sensations you know will come, just trusting and willing, able and yet resigned. You fucking little minx, I whisper, burying my face into your hair, hungrily searching for your ear as I wetly tease your earlobe, sucking sharply, drawing blood to the surface as your body twitches again at just one more unfamiliar sensation, and yet warmly embracing it, knowing that this is just one more thing to add to the mix, as you feel me planting more kisses down your taut neck, across your collarbone, but this time my hungers were stronger, teeth deliberately nipping, a strength and a power of expression, lustful now, not caring to be quite so gentle. I can feel you understand that this is going to be more raw, more animal, more instinct, more chaotic, and you search inside as you half remember distant echoes of when we were just animals, and embrace your inner woman, wanting me to make you feel like one, a man needing to be a man this time, growling and forceful. As my mouth opens wide and clamps down on your breast, my nails graze hard down from your shoulders, ribs, and squeezes hard against your hips, my cock now nestled right where it needs to be, as I take as much of your fucking breast into my mouth, sucking hard, tongue pressing that big nipple harder, my teeth slowly but inexorably biting down, as I feel you take a sharp intake of breath, as the pressure builds, pausing, as I can feel you tense, hands clenching above your head, but trusting me, and I relax, placing a palm and rubbing out the teeth marks, pressing hard as your short, sharp breaths tell me you liked the new little shooting sparks of pain, finding them running around your pelvis and your belly as your deep feeling of inquisitive fire begins to swirl again. I rub my stubble into your skin as I bite you again, your other breast feeling me know what is too much, making sure that I don't cross the line, because all I want to do is coax a desperate desire for you to be completely fucked, and you let loose a sharp moan of fuck as the teeth let loose a flood of adrenaline as you know not what I'm gonna do next, but understanding that you need me to do it. I rove down once more, past your little cute belly button, as I fight the yearning in your locked legs to let me loose, as I lick your pussy again, because it was soaking again. I adore wet women. It's such an unfakeable appreciation of two people touching, core to core. I just wanted to taste you again. Chemicals and pheromones igniting the senses, sweet now, but unique, and telling their own story of how you want me, desire me, hunger for me. I delicately curl two fingers inside you, hot and tight and swollen again, opening my fingers wide to stroke the inside walls of you as I press deeper, questing, searching, looking for that little ruffled patch of secrets, known only by the difference in texture, sometimes the size of a quarter, sometimes the size of a fingerprint. I brushed past it and felt you tremble and quiver. But I returned to that place, slowly circling softly with pressing fingertips, harder and harder as you squirm and gasp at this new flood of sensations with every movement, the intensity strange and new, electric even, but softer, more powerful, and yet restrained, even ticklish, but connecting so deeply. But now I've found you, I'm gonna torture you. Fuck, what? What's that? What are you fucking doing? You begged, and I can feel your hips bucking out of control once again, reacting to an unfamiliar feeling, but desperate to experience it fully and embrace what I'm doing to you, trust implicit and bound to each other. Oh, holy fucking shit. You're a fucking G-spot girl, and yet you've never ever known. I slow and soften my stroking, gently sliding my fingers back and forth in your tightening, trembling pussy as you struggle to compute this new things that I've given you. It's okay. That's your fucking G-spot. Never forget that. Holy shit. It feels so strange. Like orgasm without... The orgasm making you fall over the edge. I'm so glad you found it, I whisper, as I shuffle and find a position, perched on the bed linen, squatting legs wide, as I reach under your hips, your legs wide, your hands still, I don't know how you managed it, but they're still obediently above your head, as your brain just fizzes, and I drag you to me as your legs lock around me tightly. I think you're going to enjoy this. Now? Will you fuck me? You gasp. Please? The things I've shown you, taken you through, given you a taste on this night, and now you want to feel me finish the dance? So be it, Jedi. I reach between my legs and grasp my cock, placing myself very tentatively, but then slip just inside you, just the tip, as I hook my arms underneath your knees and change your angle another time, relaxing and feeling you respond, gripping around me tightly, trying to suck me into you by the power of thought. But I resist. Just for a moment. This is gonna have to be gentle. I edge infinitely slowly, but firmly, sliding into you, feeling your tight red raw lips straining, your hips tensing as your hands clench tightly into little fists, your mouth wide and disbelieving, a guttural noise loose from your throat as you feel me press forward a little more, sliding smoothly. I mean, how could I not? You were so wet. You were just so wet. And I slid further inside you, feeling you want me, traveling deeper still, until you can't take any more. But still, I'm not there yet, sliding and pressing, 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 as you arch your back, as I reach my limit, shaft deep. I've never been stiffer. The hunger locking your legs with muscles screaming as you feel yet another sensation that's new and dangerous, filling you utterly, dismantling you, as you don't feel pain, just a sense of fulfillment, a strange, swollen touching of everything inside, pinning you, owning you, pressing against flesh you'd never known existed. A weird pressure, the likes of which... But I hold my thrust, knowing you're just getting used to the feeling, needing you to accept it, believe it, desire it, before I slowly edge out of you. You and your pelvic floor gripping me so tightly, not wanting me to leave as I leave my tip inside. As you moan, perhaps mournfully, I swivel my hips forward, gently again, letting you feel me gently straining your pussy, hot and raw and so tight. As I return again, choking gasps from you, as you wrap your walls around me, tightening and tender, learning how I move, knowing when to clench, understanding when to soften, knowing when to breathe. Your clenched fists finally begin to relax as I began to feel confident about edging harder and faster back and forth, knowing now my limits and beginning to understand yours as you fix your hips to the best angle, letting me desire you. As you struggle to contain me, your resistance undone, as you slip your hands up my arms, pulling me to you, as I shift my hands and slide them under your pillow, your nails now urgent and digging desperately into my back, as I slowly build harder and harder, my cock so swollen it rubs back and forth upon your little spot. As you clench, as if your life depended upon it, moans, becoming sobs, becoming soft screams, urgent and louder, goading me and the animal I've become, feeling only you beneath me, clutching me, nails now pressing harder and harder, as you bite hard on my shoulder, now feeling a release you never believed, the power of me moving inside you, the clenched, powerful hunger, unlocking a door that you feel able to expose yourself to. A blinding, pounding, singing noise touching you at your deepest as you scream into the night. Your little ruffled spot. Orchestrating, a shaking and quivering, your entire body spasming, your belly on fire, your pelvis slamming into me, trying to destroy me as you fall into a darkness lit with sparks, the sensation of my spurting making you scream again. So strange as it pulses and pulses, and your fucking nails are drawing blood as you shriek and bite down again. Your core jerking and jerking as you hold on to me for dear life, needing me to witness your complete and utter abandonment in my arms as I cradle you, protect you, feeling you shiver and throw your head back as an exaltation to the gods is ripped from the soul. You fucking fuck! Fuck! Our hearts race and pound, not sure if they won't explode. Pleasure embalming us in a pure moment as we collapse, sweat and scent and blood tainting the soft air as the world let us alone in the connection of a lifetime. Just two souls meeting and touching, melding and mixing, never to be the same again as we grab our breath and cling, merely happy to be alive. And then slowly, aching, we delight in the sense of skin upon wet, salty skin, reflecting and sated and glowing. As the soft dawn light bathes our bed, as a new day beckons, we slumbered and then fell into a deep sleep, reverie only disturbed by the notion of never being alone. One moment, one astonishing moment, but forever shared. And when I finally awoke, as a loud, harsh knock on the door came from the housekeeper, you'd left already, as I croaked aloud, "Please, come back later." And then I saw the scribbled, folded note that you'd left me. I reached over, my muscles aching and tortured, grimacing at the aches and pains that you'd inflicted upon me as I barely slept, causing me to express aloud in the half-light of a new day just 5 beautiful words. Never forget, just never forget. And all I could do was mutter under my breath, "So be it, Jedi."